Blog Talk Radio.
So good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are around the world. This is Master Robin, and beloved May is not with me today, but her soul is always with me. So we send you our greatest love. We send you and your beloved pets, if you have a pet, our greatest love. It is our greatest honor to connect with you each week, where we join our hearts and souls together to serve the animals, to bring greater love, peace, and harmony to the animals, to their environment, and also where we assist our beloved pets to become healthier and happier, and for also us to become healthier and happier, because when we are healthier and happier, our pets are healthier and happier. And it is the same for beloved Mother Earth. When we are in a place of joy, peace, happiness, love, light, that is what we are radiating out to Mother Earth. So no matter where we go, what we do, this is the message that we are bringing. So today I'm going to speak to you about how you can help others and help the animals, help your own family, your pet, in a more powerful way. So to give you a little bit of my background, before I met Master Star, I had done a lot of healing modalities. I love to learn new techniques, many, many different techniques. I learned like Reiki, kinesiology, lots of different energy healing, and all sorts of wisdom. I love to know and learn new wisdom of how I could and how I could integrate this into what I was doing at that time with my healing sessions to help others, to help the animals. So, but one of my greatest desires was to increase my healing power. So what does that mean, to increase your healing power? Basically, the greatest desire in my heart was to be able to help others, to be able to help the animals in a more powerful way. So before I met Master Shah, there was what I was doing, a type of healing, type of work I was doing. It did help many souls, but there are also many that maybe did not respond to what I was doing. And some responded, some didn't. So I had many questions in my mind, like, why is it that some beloved souls get better, others are still like struggling, they're still in pain, they still have chronic issues. So when I met Master Shah, all of these questions were answered for me, because it came down to the actual level of the soul. So the soul is actually the boss. The soul is the message. The soul actually leads the heart, leads the consciousness, leads the energy, and the matter. So if the message or the soul or the information in whatever part of the body or the emotional body, the mental body, if that is not the highest message, then you can end up with the blockages on the energy and the matter level. So I was so deeply honored when I met Master Shah, and I was exposed to his teachings, because they helped me immediately, and my heart was so open to these teachings. I could not get enough of the wisdom that Master Shah was teaching. So, but one of the biggest things that drew me in was that Master Shah actually trained divine healing hands practitioners. He was training teachers, he was training powerful healers beyond Mother Earth to bring higher frequencies and vibrations to assist others to become healthier and happier, to assist the animals to become healthier and happier. So the first level, the entry level that you can go into to uplift your frequency and vibration so that you can serve in a more powerful way. It is called Divine Healing Hands. And you can go onto YouTube, actually, Master Charles YouTube, under Divine Healing Hands, and you can listen to these heart-touching stories about hundreds, thousands of people that have experienced incredible results from Divine Healing Hands. And it is always a combination of receiving their blessings and also doing the practices that, when we do the practices ourselves as well, in conjunction with getting the blessings, they are the beloved souls that get the greatest results. And when it comes to our pets, we can do the practices with our pets. So we connect on the soul level and we guide our pets and we can meditate for our pets. We can sing, we can chant to change the message in that area of their body. So Divine Healing Hands is an incredibly powerful modality, and I'm very honored that I'll be teaching this Divine Healing Hands certification workshop, which is on April the 21st to the 23rd. So Divine Healing Hands, you can, during this teaching, the three-day training, you actually learn a lot about becoming, how to actually take care of yourself. And I know each of you feel that calling in your heart to help others be healthy and happy, whether it's your family, your friends, your work colleagues. It's our natural state to want to help people. So sometimes I've met many beloved souls that help people, and they might become sick or they become depleted. So this three-day certification training, it actually teaches you how to build a strong foundation to increase your energy through these practices, your stamina, vitality, immunity. It actually teaches you how you can open your heart more fully and also connect with your soul more deeply. So everyone has a soul, including our pets. And our souls like to communicate with us. Our souls want to guide us because our souls carry the highest wisdom. So we also teach you how to bring out your soul language or your soul song. So during this 3-day training, you will actually bring out your soul language. We'll teach you how to bring out your soul language. And this is actually a powerful healing tool as well, because everyone's soul carries a certain frequency and vibration. It carries blessing power. So when you connect with your own soul, you open up this soul language, soul song, then you're opening up your soul's ability more to offer the wisdom to you, to guide you. Your soul might have messages for others, your pets. And also it brings out your blessing power. So, and then we combine that with the modality of the Divine Healing Hands. So we cover, it's all very simple. Master Shah's teachings are extremely simple yet profound. So I invite you with all of my heart, if you feel that calling in your heart to help people, to help the animals, to help those around you, like truly in these upcoming times, we know how much people are suffering. We know what is taking place on Mother Earth, the natural disasters and more. So every family, really, if they had one Divine Healing Hands practitioner, powerful, someone who could offer powerful blessings, that would be such an incredible gift. So you don't need to become a professional healing practitioner. You can just use this for your friends, your family, your community, in whatever way you are guided to. It can also enhance many different modalities. So if you're a massage therapist, you can add this Divine Healing Hands that brings the divine frequency and vibration to enhance the blessings that you're offering through your massage therapy and much more. So if you'd like to know more information, you can message me on Facebook, RobynRice, and send me a message, send me your details, I can connect with you. So, but it's very, very exciting. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to offer you and your beloved pet, if you have a pet, a divine healing hands blessing. So we will let the divine healing hands do the talking. So you can close your eyes now and make a request for one aspect of your life that you would like a blessing. So it could be for a relationship, it could be a part of your physical body, mental body, emotional body, anything that you think of. Normally the first thing that you think of, actually connected with your life. And also make a request for your pet. And then just totally relaxing. Once you've made that request, you just say, I request a divine healing hands blessing for, and you can say if it's a relationship, for my relationship with, I'm so very grateful. I request a divine healing hands blessing for my dog's teeth, for example. So whatever you get guided is perfect. So wonderful. And then just close your eyes and relax, and I will offer you a blessing with my divine healing hand for your request as appropriate. The divine healing hand's blessing for everyone and their pet's request. As appropriate, and everyone who will listen to this in the future. The blessing starts. And I will sing my soul song, so you know what a soul song is.
Yeah.
Take a moment to sit in this beautiful divine frequency and vibration. So divine healing hands brings the divine frequency and vibration to transform you and your pet's frequency and vibration. So taking a deep breath in, breathing in and breathing out. And some of you may already be divine healing hands practitioners. So remember to turn your divine healing hands on every day to offer your pets a blessing. This is an incredible gift. Even if they are not unwell, you can use divine healing hands for rejuvenation, for prevention of sickness, for blessing your relationship with your pet, for balancing and harmonizing your home, for example, and much more. So we say, how. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We thank Master Shah who makes all this possible. We thank the divine and we thank our divine healing hands. Please rest. So thank you, thank you, thank you everyone. There was so much light where I am at the moment. I'm at the Marrickville Market where there's, you may hear the background noise. But the place that I'm at, it's like so much light radiated to the entire Marrickville market. So whenever we bring the light and love to Mother Earth, it is such a beautiful service. So you can also find out more about Divine Healing Hands on our Facebook, Soul Mind Body Healing Center Facebook page. You can message me, Robin Rice, R-O-B-Y-N-R-I-C-E. And you can also go to the website divinehealinghands.com. So it has been a beautiful, beautiful session today. I hope you and your pets are feeling still the love, light. You are feeling peaceful. So it has been my greatest honor to be with you, serve you today. And let us put our hands and our paws in the air and we say, love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we say, gong song, gong song, gong song. So thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone. Thank you to your beautiful, beloved pets. Remember to thank them every day for being in your life. So love you, everyone. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye. See you next week. Have a beautiful, blessed rest of your day. Thank you, thank you, thank you.